Welcome to Band of Brothers Radio, your internet outpost, supplying refuge, hope, and biblical counsel for men in the midst of daily battles, and where no man is left behind.
Jesus died for our sins. His blood will wash away these stains. He died to give you freedom. So why do you still wear those chains, 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 chains?
This is Band of Brothers Radio.
Good day and welcome to Band of Brothers Radio. You have come to that location on the internet where we talk about the real issues that men face on a daily basis. It's about being transparent, brutally honest, and biblically sound. Really? And for Felix, putting his headphones on completely instead of...
I don't wear my
I have to look at you and you're going to make me laugh.
Good.
Okay, whatever. Hey, Felix in the studio with me today.
Yep.
We do have a topic that we're going to be talking about, men of integrity. What does that require? What does that look like? What doesn't it look like? You know? And maybe we could talk more about that than about the things that...
That means you don't get convicted for first-degree murder.
Oh, sure. There you go. Okay. Now, be careful now. Be careful. Step lightly, even though we're not FCC... sanctioned or by the laws, we still want to make sure that we're kind because you're a Christian man.
I have good character.
Yeah. Okay. That's. Oh, look at that. There's some people who are saying some. No, I don't think so.
Really? Yeah. What do they know?
Yeah, they don't like you.
I don't live for their lives.
You know that T-shirt that says
there's voices in my head and
they don't like you.
Some of them don't like
you. Okay. Well, anyway, hey, we always like to kind of kick things off, brother, with a little bit of encouragement for the brothers.
Yeah.
Oh. I went, oh, and it's the headphone. The, okay. Yeah, okay, whatever.
Oh, the short headphones?
Oh, don't go there. So.
Yes.
Do you want to give the brothers a little bit of encouragement?
No. Do I have to?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
All the other guys do. Without any problem.
That's them. This is me.
I know. Mr. You know, you are, what's the word I'm thinking of?
No,
you're not an A personality, you're a B personality.
If I'm
you're
a type not, A. You're, type Z.
No, you're not.
Z.
You're Z. An introvert.
I am.
Yeah, you'd rather just be alone with your cat.
Yes. In my man cave, watching sports.
And that's a man of integrity.
Yeah. It's kind of dry these days without football.
All right. Well, anyway, anything that you'd like to,
Depression. Let's just go against. There might be some guys out there that are a little depressed. Things aren't going the way you think they should go. And, you know, depression is one of those things that the enemy puts on us. If you're not, you know, have not been diagnosed with clinical depression, then it's usually emotion and frustration that brings us to that place. You think that there's no hope. Well, the encouragement I want to give you is that there is hope. There is hope. There is hope for the future and there's forgiveness for the past. And so don't let your past become your future because it doesn't have to be. You can be that man of God that he's called you to be just by living out today and looking in the rearview mirror every now and then to check on the past and see what you have to learn from it. But don't live in it, brother. Don't let the past determine your future because the past is the past. And no matter how many times you look back there, it's not going to change. It's still the same. You made the same stupid mistakes that you made. But tomorrow, believe me, you don't have to make them because you can have God help you to give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you can have the kind of life that God gave Jesus to die for. Because that's what you want to say. You say, am I living the life that Christ died for? I mean, is this what he died for? And usually when I look at it, I say no. And that challenges me to be more like him and to let him have more of my life so that I can have that. So, brother, let this be a new day. You can do it. I know you can because you're listening. So that means you're already a winner. So bless you today in Jesus' name.
Amen. You know, we forget that sometimes, or maybe I should say I forget it sometimes, the guys who are listening. They're not always doing the best. You know, we might be having a good time in here and things taking place in our lives. But the majority of men who are listening, hey, they're here listening for a reason.
Yep.
They want to hear something. Yep. They want to hear something that's going to stir them. And in some cases, after they're done listening, they go, I wish I didn't listen to that.
but hey, sometimes that's good because it might have hit something that you didn't want it to hit.
Right.
You know,
right.
And that is really good.
You know, and one thing about this show is that, you know, we sometimes we can be, I want to say, what might be considered rough on guys.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's not because we're anti-guys, you know, men. It's the fact is that we know what you're capable of doing because of where we were at.
That's right.
And where
we're
at today.
Iron sharpens irons, brother, you know, and if we're not who God loves, he chastens and he disciplines us. And we have to hold each other's feet to the fire because we as men won't do what we don't have to do.
Yeah, I want the easier, softer way.
That's
you know,
right.
Just I put my quarter in. I want my vending machine item coming out right now.
Give me that magic wand. Just poof.
Is there a magic wand?
Oh, yeah. It's called the pastor's magic wand. Poof.
Pastor's magic wand. Yeah. Yours is...
They used to come
you
in my
to
office
put more batteries in yours.
I know. They used to come in my office all the time. You know, make me better. Make me good. Make me... poof. Oh, it didn't work. Well, it takes hard work.
It's kind of like thinking that your prayers are even better than everyone else's prayers.
Oh, yes. I get paid to pray.
Yeah.
And read the Bible.
Yeah.
Paid to do it. So it must be better.
Yes, yes. So it's... Oh, my goodness. Now, okay, let's segue from that little
portion. Okay, you want to get serious?
Yeah, let's get down into it. Because what it comes down to it is that, you know, one of the main parts of life for men is character, who we are, and how we are perceived, and what we think we are. Sometimes are not the same thing.
Right.
And our character is built on our experiences, on our value system, things that we've learned from as far back as we can remember. Sometimes that changes because of experiences and everything. And character is something that is so, so important. Integrity is what I wanted to talk about, but how can you not talk about integrity and not talk about character? Because
right.
It's really kind of, in a sense, not necessarily the same thing, but it has, one has... to do with the other,
right?
Okay, integrity. It says the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles, moral uprightness. As an example, he is known to be a man of integrity.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's what we all would love to hear, right? But many of us, sometimes, depending on where your life is today, where you're at, you're sitting there going, that doesn't really apply to me.
So Raul, just to help us out, what's the opposite of integrity?
Detegrity? I knew I'd get you.
Untegrity?
Disintegrity. I watched a show last night where it talked about that.
Oh, really?
It was just the opposite. It's
okay.
Kind of funny you mentioned that.
Yeah.
But anyway, the opposite of integrity would be immoral, deceitful.
Hypocrite.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Because integrity, you know, when you look at integrity, integrity means that it is what it appears to be. Integrity means that it has the quality of being what it's supposed to be.
Yes.
And so when something has integrity, it is what it is. It is good. And it looks good on the outside, and it is good on the inside.
Yes.
You see, and for a lot of us, we want to look good on the outside when we're rotten on the inside.
Right. Well, you know, when Jesus talks about that, he's going to, you know, that we are to judge, and he says to judge by their fruit.
Yes.
We all have fruit. Some of it's just not very good fruit.
Right.
Some of it's really rotten fruit. Right?
But we can't judge, we don't judge the person by the fruit, but you will be known by your fruit. All right. So, in other words, we can know you by what your fruit is.
Right.
But we don't know your heart motive. We just see the fruit.
None of us truly do.
No. And that, but it's good that we challenge each other to have the kind of that we are what we say we are, that we do what we say. You know, it used to be a man's word is his bond. Remember those days? A handshake.
There are very few of us. Handshake, the newer ones don't know it.
Right. Handshake was boom. You know,
it was good.
You lived by
it
that.
Worked.
And that was a man. A man, that's what one of the characteristics of being a man is that you are a man of your word.
Mm-hmm.
You say it, you're going to do it. Not these days.
Yeah.
You know, we wishy-washy. Maybe I'll be there. You know, we live, give our way wiggle room and give ourselves gray areas so that we don't have to perform. We don't have to be that man, that stand-up guy that we're supposed to be.
Well, you know, one of the ways of being able to get away with that is not to hang around others who are going to question it.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah. They're not going to hold you accountable.
Now, that's not to say that because someone would say, oh, so that's why most men don't like hanging out, you know, doing together unless it's something about like sports or something that they, you know, building cars or, you know, riding motorcycles and that sort of thing. But when it gets down to talk, you know, fellowshipping,
mm-hmm.
most men, okay, and I would say Christian men, aren't, that's not their deal. They don't want to do that.
No. Why?
Well, because you might find out something about me I don't want you to find out.
Might show something.
Yeah, and not saying that every man who is like that is trying to hide something.
Right.
Okay?
Because maybe they learned that behavior.
Yeah.
Maybe they saw that in their dad. Maybe they saw that in their uncles. Maybe they saw that in their older brothers where they saw those kind of behaviors. And they thought, well, that's what a man's supposed to do, and that's how a man's supposed to act. Yeah, that can happen. But, you know, one of the things is that, again, we go back to integrity. And integrity says what's on my inside is what you'll see. So I don't need to worry about you seeing something that I'm not showing you. In other words, I am not. You can't peek behind the veil and see who I really am, and it's different than who I say I am.
Yes.
And so that's why a lot of guys don't want to get too close, because you'll find out my weaknesses, my faults, my flaws, and you may not like me.
Yes, yes. You know, it's funny. I was brought something up on, I think it's Charisma Magazine. It's a Christian magazine. And we was talking about character, in a sense, okay? It says, one of the best definitions of character we've ever heard goes something like this. Character is what you do when no one else is looking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? So that's really what it comes down to. Yes, when you're sitting with your wife and you're watching something on TV and a commercial or something that is could be considered light pornography or whatever, okay, you turn away because she's there, you know, keep an eye on you in a sense, right?
Right.
And you turn away. Now, if she weren't in the room,
right,
are you going to keep looking?
Yep.
You know?
Yep, that's
that,
key.
That's what it's all about. That's mm-hmm. what we're talking about.
Yeah.
He says, here's another, this is kind of funny for those of you who are golfers and those of you who are not golfers, you understand why you don't golf. This is one reason golf is such a great life lesson game. It's the only professional sport where the participants call penalties on themselves.
Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's tough. Most guys.
That's why you don't golf?
That's right. I don't want to penalize myself. I love myself.
Roll that ball a little forward, a little, kick it forward out of the out of that little divot and stuff.
Yeah,
so get going on that sort of thing. But really, what it comes down to is that who we are,
mm-hmm.
who we truly are. When we look in the mirror, there was a time in my life, I did not even like looking in the mirror to shave or, you know, as I'm brushing my teeth, I didn't even want to look up. I couldn't look at myself in the eyes, in the mirror, okay? Just couldn't do it. I didn't like who I was.
Right.
I knew that nobody else liked it,
yeah.
you know, or I assumed that, okay? Mm-hmm. And I really knew that God didn't like it,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't even a Christian at the time, but I knew about God.
Right.
Well, I was brought up a certain way, and
sure.
So I had fear of God and fear of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
So I was fearful all the time, man. No matter where I went, I'm in trouble.
But it didn't stop you from being a jerk, though.
But that's why I became a jerk. Then I said, I guess it doesn't matter.
They're both trying to kill me.
Yeah, I got to look out for the lightning bolts or the pitchfork. I don't know which, you know. But they got you coming, they got you going,
right,
either way.
Right. Nobody loves me.
Yes, but I guess my point is that there's such a part inside of me. And most of the time for those, and I'm going to say of, I don't want to say sound mind, I don't want to necessarily say sober mind, but of being able to sense what's going on, you know what kind of life you're leading and what's going on. Mm-hmm. You know whether you're a man of character or not. And that's between you and the Lord. The Lord knows, and you know. You may, you know, your others, your wife or your mother or your children, they may think that they know what kind of man you are, but truly, you're the one, and God are the only ones that really truly know.
Yeah, and the key there is that we can justify it. Oh. We can lie to ourselves. We can fool ourselves. We can make anything sound good to us when we want to. Self-deception.
Well, that's easy because there's only one vote that matters. It's ours, right?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Everyone here in agreement, you know, when you're by yourself? Or a disagreement. But in either case, the point is that this is what the foundation is of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And that has an opportunity to change, too.
It better.
A relationship with Jesus Christ, it has a tendency of where all of a sudden, you know, I used to always think, well, I did. I felt guilt because, it might have been mixed within at times a little conviction, but I called it guilt because I was so shameful.
Religion gave you the guilt.
Exactly.
That's what religion does.
Yeah. And all those priests, they were following me.
And the nuns.
Along with the lightning bolt from heaven and the pitchfork from hell, you know, it's like I'm sitting there. I'm running.
Yeah, drown yourself in a bottle. I can understand that. Yeah, yeah.
So I tell you what, before we go any further, let's take a break and let's come back and let's talk about this thing. It's kind of funny. I pulled something up here where it talked about what A.W. Tozier described as character. Mm. Let's talk about that when we get back. We'll be right back. You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio.
Please help us in our effort to encourage and strengthen men across America and around the globe. Make a tax-deductible donation online at faithplace.org. Just click on the About Us page.
Summer is in full swing, and there's nothing that says summer like a great barbecue with friends. If you're having a barbecue, make sure you serve your guests top-quality meats from Hemplers. Hemplers offers hot dogs, bratwurst, and delicious bacon, the perfect addition to any hamburger. They offer a variety of meats that are nitrate-free and have no gluten. Improve your next barbecue by choosing Hemplers meats. For more information and where to purchase Hempler meats, go to Hemplers.com.
Looking for another option for your internet service? Need a more reliable, high-speed internet? StarTouch is the premier provider of wireless broadband to businesses, government entities, schools, and residential customers in the Pacific Northwest. In fact, the talk show ministry you're listening to right now uses StarTouch as our internet provider. Experience the StarTouch difference. Get a free quote by visiting StarTouch.com.
You're taking me deeper. You're making me whole. With grace you redeem me, yeah. You restore my soul. Now I'm made new because of you.
Welcome back to Band Brothers Radio. I've got Felix in the studio, in the house. We're talking about men of integrity. That's what we are called to be. And yet, it sometimes is an uphill battle in some cases, and depending on how we feel and what's taking place. What does Tozier say about it?
He talks about, moral fiber, and the excellence of moral beings. And excellence and integrity and honesty and ethics, persons of character are noted for their honesty, ethics, and charity, And so, I even go deeper, character, because see, character is a function of one other thing. Let's go a little deeper, because character is the function of identity. You see, identity precedes character. Because I remember, and I've said this many times on this radio show, that my daughter gave me a lesson in character and identity when she came to me and said, "Daddy, I lost two of my girlfriends today because they decided to have sex with boys and smoke weed." And she said, "That's not who I am." And so her identity was mm-hmm. in being a princess in the kingdom of God, because that's how we raised her. That's what right. we made. That's what we formed her in her character.
Yeah.
So her identity was that way. So therefore, her behavior was going to be consistent with her identity. And for us guys, that's what we have to do. We have to have the kind of character that gives us consistent behavior, because, again, the behavior is what we call the fruit. And so we want to have the kind of character that people can look at us and say, "Wow, you know, the dude is crazy, because he's living differently than the rest of the world." See, Jesus didn't live like the rest of the world did.
Yep.
He was a man of character. But his disciples didn't have character. They didn't have character. See, here's the deal with character. Character is something that has to be worked on. Character is something that takes hard work. I tell people, you know, I'm anointed to be a pastor. I'm anointed to teach, but I'm not anointed to have character. Character has to be built by me. It's me and the Holy Spirit doing the hard work of saying yes to this and no to that, and saying this is who I am, and believing that who I am needs to be consistent with what I do.
And so... So in the Sermon on the Mount, when Jesus is talking about all the things that he would like in parables, that he would like us to be able to live the way he wants us to live, that's all building character.
But it's impossible. It's impossible without the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Totally impossible. Right. You look at what he says do. You know, love your enemy. Pray for those who
yeah.
curse you.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody asks for your coat, give them your coat. Give them... I mean, that kind of behavior cannot exist well without character.
You know, down here in here it says, "It is the Lord's purpose to develop character within us. The crucible for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the heart," right?
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs 17:3. Godly character is the result of the Holy Spirit's work of sanctification.
Mm.
So without the Holy Spirit, we can't do it.
Right.
So that's why so often we end up in situations where we're trying to remind men and remind ourselves, but we are to remind men that, hey, making it right with God, not only him as your Savior, but as your Lord. And if he's our Lord, that means that all of a sudden we're saying, hey, it's all about you, God, not me,
mm-hmm.
okay? And that's a tough thing to do. We've got to realize that we get to a place where we're in trouble, right? We get to the bottom of whatever the challenges that it's that keeping us down. We ask for help because someone says, "Hey, you need Jesus, right?" And all of a sudden they get Jesus, but they wanted just a Savior.
Yeah, it's all about me.
Yeah,
Jesus came to save
me.
Thank you.
Now that I'm saved,
Thank you.
Let me get back to doing some of the
Thank
things
you.
I can do a little bit better.
And when I need you,
I'll call you.
I'll call you
yeah.
because it's all about me.
Yeah. And that's the nature of the beast, right?
Yeah. That's what the devil did when it was the whole thing of the knowledge of good and evil. It's all about us. And so the whole thing is now we look, even with Christianity, Western Christianity, that's what it's made it out of. It's all about me, making me happy, making me healthy, making me prosperous. It's all about me. And so when we think about that, it's really not what Jesus. If Jesus would have came and said, "You know what? It's all about me. And I'm not going to the cross. Just worship me, because that's who I am. I deserve that, and that's who I am. So worship me, and, you know, if you go to hell, that's your business, because that's not about me. I'm going to heaven. I don't need to worry about you, because it's all about me." So Jesus modeled the whole thing of servanthood and sonship. And so he said, "No, it's not about me. I came to give my life away for you. Now you need to give your life away." And so we stop with "Jesus came to save me." That's where we stop. We don't say "Jesus saved me to help save others." We don't say "Jesus mm-hmm. saved me, so I have to give my life away." Jesus saved me, so I have to die. No, no, no. Jesus just saved me. We stop with me. That's the problem.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, when it, and unfortunately, we sit back and we realize that somewhere along the line, you hear this enough times, you finally get it. I'd like to think so. Some don't, you know.
Well, with us, it did.
Yes.
After a while.
Yeah, but we were at one time, the last thing you ever thought when you were holding a gun and, in situations, you never thought that you'd be in a position where you'd be encouraging and praying for people and letting them know about Jesus. You know, at the time in my life when I was sitting there and there was all, everything was all about me, the last thing I thought was caring about anybody else.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, it didn't matter.
No.
And so we think the enemy keeps us down so far that we're not able to hear any hope or anything that's going to give us, you know, a way out because we think there is no way out.
Right. Hopeless.
This is how I'm going to die. This is the way it's going to be.
It's never going to get any better. Yeah. Never going to change. That's the lie that we must realize. Jesus came to set the captives free.
Yes.
And who the Son set free is free indeed. And we're walking in our freedom right now, brothers. And we just want you to have that freedom. You think you're free, but you're not free. You have habits that are enslaving you. Mm-hmm. And part of those are inconsistent with the character that God wants to give you. So you got to get rid of those things and get it together.
So when we talk about lack of integrity, in a sense, we see it in our lives. We say one thing and do another.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, our yeses are not yes, and our noes are not no.
Right.
They're just all about whatever is convenient for me at the time.
Exactly.
And if I have power, meaning like if I'm a boss and I have power, meaning I've got the money, in a sense, if I have power, that meaning I have the influence, then I can start to do things that I think others aren't able to do.
That's right.
Right? And as a result of that, I will maybe step on toes or disregard what other people was taking place in their lives as a result of me making decisions.
Right.
That's not very good integrity.
No.
We see that all the time.
Of course.
Watch the evening news. Mm-hmm. You see lack of integrity all over the place.
Because, again, it's all about that individual.
Right.
And it's not. See, if a boss really cares about his employees, then he doesn't do certain things. Right. But if he's only thinking about his profit margin and only thinking about himself, then he's going to act a different way.
Yes. And it's so easy for us to sit there and say, yes, I'm in agreement, because my boss is like this, the guy that I know is like this, and you start looking elsewhere.
Other.
But here's the deal. This is what we want to put up, is a mirror. Where is it for you?
Yeah.
That you are like this.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I remember being told one time is that you resent people, okay, and the guy is talking to me, a guy who I respected, and he really knows a lot about living life in a certain manner, and he told me, he says, Raul, he said, what it comes down to is that you really resent people who resemble you.
Mm. Yeah.
And, you know, when you think about it, and when it started to make some sense, it's like, man, what I don't like in that guy is what I don't like in me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm just like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust people because why would you trust me?
Mm.
You know? Because if I knew that.
I don't trust you. Know,
well, okay, well, that's a good thing. Yeah. You know. But anyway.
Yeah.
You threw me off, man. That just threw me right off.
Boy.
So maybe we ought to take a break. We're going to come right back
time.
On. Yeah. That's all you want to do is be able to go.
Break time.
Yeah, to have another drink of H2O as he's going there. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. Talk about a few more things on this mirror that we're going to put up. What's it look like as a husband, as a father, to be not quite the man of integrity that God wants us to be? We'll be right back. You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio.
Be all that God designed you to be. Band of Brothers Radio reminds you to check the For Men Only tab at faithplace.org for daily tips on becoming better husbands and fathers.
Every life is unique. Every life has a purpose. So when it comes time to remember the life of a loved one who has passed on, Cascade Monuments can help memorialize that special loved one through a personally designed monument. Cascade Monuments can engrave stones with the image of a person's face, majestic mountain scenes, sailboats, and more. Some monuments even contain built-in solar-powered video screens, and at the push of a button, A video montage will reveal the loved one's life. Learn more by visiting CascadeMonuments.com.
There's a struggle with God and the devil. Is love against the enemy? Oh, oh, no. I'm not giving up now.
Welcome back to Band Brothers Radio.
She's shaking her head again.
Yeah, well, probably because we're talking and she's waiting for us to be quiet so she can plot it down so we're not.
I know.
So, men of integrity, and Felix and I were just chatting away on this whole thing. There's so many avenues that we could go down to be able to talk about character, of good character and integrity and everything. And it is so easy for us to be able to. The world is so busy with so many things going on that we can be diverted from looking at ourselves and thinking, hey, you know, it's easier for me to look at somebody else and to see their flaws.
Sure.
It's so much easier.
Oh, yeah.
I can point them all out.
Yes.
But to look at my own, I don't have enough time.
Right.
There's other things we got to be doing. You don't have time to listen or even, you know, right? That's so you try to get... diversion, right?
That also helps to have one another.
That's part of the things that we'll talk about here at the end on how to avoid.
No, I'm just talking about. I was just talking about you know, even at home with your wife.
Oh yeah.
You know, I mean, your wife can see your character flaws, brother.
Oh, our
but will
children.
You listen?
Yes.
Will you listen to them?
Know.
Will you allow them to have that input in your life?
Heavens no, because if she gets, she's got to get it right first, right? When she gets it right, then okay, then she can say something to me, right?
Okay.
That's usually how it ends up taking place.
Yeah.
We can overcome any objection.
Yes, we can.
When it comes down to that sort of thing. Because we're good at that sort of thing, because we've been doing it for a long time, right?
So we got to want to change. We've got to want to
change. There has to be a desire. Yeah. Because all of a sudden, certain things... Now, you've been blessed with some children that are actually, they're not perfect, but they actually live life in a manner where you feel comfortable.
Yeah, I'm blessed.
Okay.
I'm blessed.
I don't want to use the word good. I don't want to use the word perfect or anything like that. But
not.
Yes, you are blessed.
I'm blessed.
But the fact is, we see, and I've been, you know, but we see... not only in our own children, I'll speak for myself and probably some other men, that you see their flaws and the defects that take place, okay?
Sure.
And if they were to continue on down a certain path, you know it's only going to lead to destruction of some sort, you know? And sometimes you pray for that to take place so that they become aware of the cliff that they're heading toward, in a sense.
Sure.
But their integrity, okay, is something that we can't change unless they decide they want to change it, right?
Right.
So how do you get to a place to where you want to do that sort of thing? As an example, let's use, because I used to be one. I used to be a divorced man paying child support, okay? One of the things that's so challenging today for me, it always has been, because I've always taken that responsibility and said, yes, this is what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm called to do, and I'm going to take care of my daughters. And you know, and if this is what I have to do, then that's what I'm going to do. And I went even beyond, okay? That might have been for whatever reason. Yes, it could have been because of guilt. But I think a lot of it was because I wanted the very best for my daughters, even though I wasn't there. My point being, today's world isn't quite the same way.
No.
We have, I think even in our county, I heard this yesterday or something. We have about 100. How many people are in Whatcom County? About 165.
More than that, 185.
Okay, whatever. Just under 200,000. Mm-hmm. But there's 8,500 single moms in this county. 8,500. That's a lot. And of those, there are probably dads who, or responsible sperm donors who are actually taking care of their families, mm-hmm. okay, financially. But there are those, many of them, who aren't.
Right.
They're called deadbeat dads, mm-hmm. in a sense, okay? Which really just sits there and go, how can a guy continue to live comfortably in his own skin? Maybe he's not comfortable, okay, without realizing of the responsibility that needs to take place. Mm-hmm. What is it that a guy needs to happen in his heart to realize that his lack of action or responsibility is being a detriment to others, especially those that he created or maybe those that he loves, okay?
Well, you know, it comes back to what has he experienced? What has he been fathered? Mm. You know, has he had a role model? Has yeah. he seen a responsible dad? You know, has he seen responsible men in his life?
Yeah.
You know, because if he has not seen that and has not desired to be that, then that's no big deal. Matter of fact, too tough on her. Let her get her own money. Mm. Let her. You know, I've already put that out of my mind. I'm not responsible for that anymore. Mm-hmm. That was in the past. You know. Mm. And so we can justify that easily unless we have, if we're Christians, there's another issue there, because unless we, when we're Christians and we're supposed to do the right thing. And what is the right thing? You know, as men, we're supposed to support, we're supposed to provide, we are supposed to cherish, you know, those that we love and we care for, and especially if we drop that sperm. But mm-hmm. that's not the way it is in the world. And the world does not hold men. The courts have to hold men accountable to pay child support, as opposed to the internal moral integrity mm-hmm. of a man to do that.
Right. So with a man who's living this type of lifestyle, they end up doing other things to try to forget.
Sure.
What they're doing.
Sure. Go get another girl.
Or they turn to drugs or alcohol.
Promiscuous,
you know,
sex.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Anything to all of a sudden. So the last thing they want to do.
I don't want to think about that.
They don't want to be seeking a God.
No. Oh, no. Oh, definitely not.
My goodness, if you end up seeking God, then all of a sudden, now I'm going to be caught, and now I'm going
to
be cornered.
I might have to pay for that stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Change my lifestyle. Cut into my fun. It's all about me. You forgot.
But that's all part of the moral foundation. I mean, mm-hmm. we got guys who are listening who are, you know what? We can proclaim and have a fish on the emblem on the back of our vehicle and proclaim all this sort of stuff. Go to church every now and then and, you know, raise our hands and praise him.
Have
and then
a band of brothers
as,
hat.
Yeah. And then as soon as everything's over, out the door and hey. Yeah.
That's it. And the thing is, if nobody's looking, then who are you? You know, if nobody's hounding you, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, it's just like yesterday I was at the store and the guy gave me too much change. You know,
oh.
I looked at it and said, no, wait a second. He said, wow, you're an honest guy. Man, Jesus is honest, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so we have these opportunities, these little opportunities all the time to compromise our integrity.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that sort of thing. And, of course, that's always a way of being able to gauge where you're at. If you give it too much change, what are you going to say? Or if you're at a machine that is you put money in that gives you too much change, but there's nobody around.
Oh, if it gives me too much change, there's a machine, it's mine. What am I going to do? To put it back in the machine?
Well, they usually have phone numbers on the machine, brother. You know, oh, my goodness gracious.
I didn't say I was
We're going to take a break because I got an imperfect man here. We're going to have to talk here during the break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Band of Brothers Radio.
Men, don't fight your battle alone. Download our podcast to your iPod every day and take Band of Brothers Radio with you. We got your back covered.
Hi, this is Raul Chavez, founder of Band of Brothers for Christ in Bellingham. And if you're a man living in our area, I'm inviting you to enjoy a free barbecue and a uniquely inspiring atmosphere for men on Tuesday nights. The men of Band of Brothers for Christ come from dozens of different churches and gather together at 6 p.m. every Tuesday night at Christ Community Church, located on the corner of Guide and Horton Roads. You'll enjoy a time of eating together, developing meaningful relationships with other men, getting inspired and equipped by God's Word, hearing amazing, radically transparent testimonies from other courageous men. Be courageous yourself and come and check us out on Tuesday night. You'll find more information at bandofbrothersforchrist.org. bandofbrothersforchrist.org. Looking forward to seeing you on a Tuesday night. Back to Band Brothers Radio, and we're talking about becoming men of integrity. You know, I wrote down, or copied, I should say, off online something where it had 10 ways of being able to become, head down that path, becoming men of integrity. First one says, root yourself in moral foundation, right?
Mm-hmm.
What God do you choose, right? And it has it in little g, of course.
Right.
You know, sometimes it's us, and that's back to that selfishness, self-centeredness. The second one says here, look for the positive. Load your consciousness in a positive direction by scanning the news of examples of integrity. Mm-hmm. Then talk about those with friends and family rather than the latest scandal.
That's true.
Okay. Make endorsing integrity a stronger value in your life than criticism and scorn.
Mm.
Okay. So it's almost having to change the idea of how we think, okay? Third one, it says, resist the temptation to compartmentalize your life. Too many of us are different people in different places.
Yeah.
Determined to be a man of integrity, then practice at home, at work, at play, wherever you are, being the same one.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, determined to live for others ahead of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So it's, again, knocking down that selfishness. It's not about me.
Right.
You know, God says, love me first above all things, and then love others like you do yourself. We go, well, really? Okay. So then we go do that. Number five, it says, participate in an active accountability group.
Mm.
This is where most guys say, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah, I don't have time for that, really.
There's a great story about the great leader Moses when his friends Aaron and Hur stood with him to hold his arms up high until the battle was won.
Mm-hmm.
We all need friends to hold our arms up to help us stay strong.
Right.
Okay. And that's part of the accountability. So it's about not worrying so much about getting caught, but it is about realizing that, hey, sometimes you're not even aware that you're heading down a path that is leading to destruction.
And we need each other.
Yes. Number six says, partner with a friend where you need to make progress. Take accountability to the next level by asking another man to hold your feet to the fire when necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this could be a mutual agreement. We know a man who asks his friend to call several times a week and asks point blank if he's been looking at porn.
Mm. Wow.
The promise of a pointed question can help any area of weakness. So, you know, this is something that is... this is huge. This is one of the things that we encourage men at the ministry to be able to do.
Right.
It says here, number seven, be in the habit of sharing everything with your wife. When we don't keep any secrets from our spouse, it tends to have an impact on who we are.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You got the, here's the deal.
You're going to put those on the website, right?
The likelihood, no.
No.
You are.
I'll put them on my website.
Did I look like your secretary?
I'll put them
on my
website.
Is there secretaries anymore? They're not secretaries.
No, they're not secretaries.
What are they called?
They are called administrative assistants.
That's it. Yes, thank you. Excuse me, administrative assistants.
They're called producers.
Yes. Oh, okay. You just lost out on whatever you're. Yeah. Number eight, practice the habit of imagining the presence of someone whose opinion is valued.
Mm.
Of whose opinion you value. Ask yourself questions like, what if my father was present at this business meeting? I wonder how grandpa would enjoy being part of this foursome. Would I tell this joke in the presence of my wife?
Mm-hmm.
How would my kids feel if they listened in on this conversation?
Yep.
Okay.
And that works.
That
this
helps,
stuff,
yes.
This stuff works. Number nine says, hold your children accountable. It's cliche to say that to teach is to learn, but the truth is every lesson we bring to our children is something we need to hear too.
That's right.
You know, we need to, yeah, anyway. And number 10, it says, incorporate a principle of the week. I like this. Elaborate the teaching equation to highlight a principle of the week at home. A week devoted to conversations about honesty.
Mm-hmm.
Another week highlighting trust. Then a week where everyone in the family pledges one act of selflessness per day, then shares over dinner.
Hmm.
And you can go on and on. You can have them come up with things to talk about next week and bring the family in together of talking about this sort of thing. You could do it if you live in a house where it's all men that are just they're renting rooms. You guys at dinner, they're probably doing this sort of thing already, you think?
I hope so.
Yeah. Instead of just talking about all the things that we hear about other people and everything else that's going on.
Yeah. It's something like this is productive because it can be character building and character changing.
Yeah. Well, the good thing is that if this isn't on the website, you just have to listen to this podcast again, and then you can actually write it down and pause it as you read it.
But I may not want to hear everything that was said, but I
you
do
don't
want,
have to, but you
I
can
do
want to
hear those
forward.
Things again.
You can actually go fast forward on this sort of
you
thing.
You can?
You might be surprised. You go to bandofbrothersforchrist.org. You might just find that on the website before the end of the week.
Okay.
But we don't know what day of the week it is.
Oh, what day is it?
They don't know.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Oh, you got to ask the Holy Spirit, huh?
So, men of integrity, men of character.
What about them? Don't you want to be one? Doesn't it sound something like something that we ought to be, guys? You know, isn't it good if everybody could trust what you said? Wouldn't it be great if people knew that when they said something to you, that it wouldn't go to somebody else, that you wouldn't gossip about it? Wouldn't it be great if you were a man of your word? Wouldn't it be great if your kids looked up to you and said, I want to be like you when I grow up because you are a man after God's own heart? Because that's what it is. It's being like David, being a man after God's own heart. Doesn't mean you're perfect, but it means your intentions are to be.
Yes.
And that's the key. What road are you on? Are you on the road to perfection or the road of destruction? You know, and it goes back to what we talked about. It can't be all about you. If it's all about you, then you started in the wrong place. The I must die. And so we've got to really realize that's what Christian life is. It's about the cross, you know. And so I pray right now that the cross becomes so real to everybody that hears this, that they realize that the way of righteousness is the way of the cross.